Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Keys of Life. Well, I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service, and I'm very happy to be here. Well, as the usual format of this program, we are going to go through the very famous book, which is The Twin for Mafatih al-Jinan, that is called Mafatih al-Hayat, which is literally translated to The Keys of Life. Well, I study English literature and I'm not a scholar, so I did not claim to be someone who's teaching you anything. I'm just going to narrate what I have read from this book and the very gist and the main ideas about the important narrations that has been mentioned in this book. So I hope together we're going to have an amazing session to know some new narrations that are going to be fruitful to be used in our everyday life. Well, as in one of the chapters of this book, we go through working and not staying idle. It's very nice that in this book, the very delicate issues of life are considered. Now, to know that in our religion, there is a great focus on job and not staying idle is very amazing. Because, you know, we have an English proverb that says an ideal mind is the devil's workplace. So the same idea, we have it in here as well. There has been many narrations like for people to go for working and not staying idle. Many narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam tell us that staying idle is going to lead to a person, to a kind of person who's not productive in their life. They're not going to be active in their life, and at the same time, they're not going to have any benefit for themselves or for people around them. So, for your life, you have never been recommended to stay idle, doing nothing, and waiting for things to happen by themselves. No, on the contrary, we have been recommended to go for too much of effort for everyday life in order to get, of course, enough of productivity to gain money, to be the person that is having a lot of things done in their life and have a lot of achievements. So one point is that for living a perfect life, we're in need of money. There is no one who could claim that money is a bad thing. Money could help you improve in your life and be actually helpful for other people as well. Because if you have enough of money and enough of income, then you can help the poor people. Then you're going to be a person who is playing an active role in their society and paying attention to the things that are happening around them. So there is one thing which is intermingled and interrelated to the concept of working. That is actually not being lazy. You know, every time we talk about work, simultaneously, there comes the matter of laziness. Many people do not go for working just because they'd like to stay in their easy zone, in their comfort zone, without doing anything. Well, now, we know that working has got so much of difficulties, but at the very same time, through this working, you're going to achieve a lot of your potentials. So in our religion, we have a lot of recommendations about being an early bird. For example, the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, says to wake up in the very, very morning means that you're going to get all the blessings from Allah, because in that time, the time of dawn is exactly the time where all the blessings of the world is going to be distributed to the inhabitant of the earth. So as we can see, it's not just the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam entirely talk about this fact that you should be an early bird and try to get away from laziness and start your things from the very morning. Also, we have it from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Every single one of them tells us about being an early bird. Well, I know that in common ordinary life, we have some lazy birds as well, because, you know, it's not an easy task to be an early bird because the life is filled with too much of business. We have too much of things to do. Sometimes the pressure that we have been through the previous day does not let us to have a special plan for every morning. So there is this common thing that we see it right now in among many people. They stay awake all the night and then the morning they sleep, which is pretty much condemned in our religion. We should not actually skip the daytime, the morning, which is the very, very productive, fruitful time of each day. So we also have it from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. He says that anyone who goes for achieving money, for bringing out an income for their family, is going to have a lot of a blessing from Allah. And the one who's going to bless them is Allah himself. So everyone who's interested in gaining too much of money, who's interested to gain more of blessings, they could go for this recommendation and wake up in the very early morning.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماز و ثواب داره, فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
امام has mentioned both of these subjects. The very imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقل ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون این هم همون امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Also, we have it from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, you have to be very much attentive in the thing that you do. Be very serious and have a special plan for your daytime. So when it's the praying time in the morning, wake up and then after that, go for gaining your money for the job that you have, and then have the intention in your mind that I'm going to achieve the income and the money for my family. In this way, God is going to bless you with too much of fruits and rewards, of course. So when we say fruits, it's actually metaphorically, because it's not just the money that you bring to your home. It's going to help your health as well. It's going to be giving you the feeling that, okay, I'm a productive person. I'm not so useless. I am not idle. And I am doing something important in my life, which is doing a job, being productive in life, and at the same time, caring for my family. Even if you're not married, you know, if you are a member of a family and then you are trying to offer your help for your family, that's also considered as an important job for the individual. So to give you the gist, as we all know, going for something productive in this life is a very important thing. Maybe one of the most important missions of life was staying away from being idle. So technically, we have to think which job we would love to do and then go for it and then try to gain an income from that in order to be helpful for ourselves, for our family, and for our neighbors, for every single one who is actually interacting with us and is considered in our circle. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell and leave you to Allah's never-sleeping eyes. So, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.